Less than a year after President Barack Obama signed into law the biggest economic stimulus package in U.S. history, the head of his Council of Economic Advisers says additional measures are needed.
The sense that we need to do more is overwhelming.
Christina Romer spoke on ABC's This Week program. She said key elements of last year's $787 billion stimulus package, like unemployment benefits and aid to state governments, should be extended. But Romer also called for new measures like tax incentives for businesses to hire new workers and cash rebates for people who make their homes more energy efficient. Friday, the U.S. Labor Department reported a net 85,000 job loss in the United States last month, with unemployment holding steady at 10%. The numbers were a disappointment to economists who had held out hope that December might have recorded the first net job gain seen in the United States in nearly 2 years.
It was somewhat of a setback.
Romer added that mild job losses and a stable unemployment rate are an improvement over the situation that existed a year ago, when hundreds of thousands of jobs were being lost each month and the unemployment rate was soaring.
In the first quarter of 2009, when we first came in, we were losing on average 691,000 jobs per month. The job losses are moderating.
But Republicans say it is time for President Obama to make good on his promise to actually improve America's economic conditions rather than slowing the pace of decline. Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele spoke on Fox News Sunday.
What have we got as we're about to go into the one-year celebration of this administration? We have no jobs, no health care, $13 trillion worth of debt, and no sense of direction in terms of how we're going to create those jobs.
Last month, the democratically controlled House of Representatives passed a second stimulus bill aimed at jumpstarting U.S. employment. The Senate is expected to consider the measure in coming weeks. Top economic voices in the Obama administration applaud the initiative, but add that ultimately America's private sector must lead the way in job creation and economic expansion. The consensus view among economists is that the U.S. unemployment rate will gradually decline in coming months as the economy rebounds from the worst recession since World War II. But some well-known economists are considerably more pessimistic, arguing that unemployment could rise further and the United States could slip back into recession by year's end. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.